Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Saturday Night Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're hanging out third base dugout with Shuckers reliever Adam Seminaris. Semi, appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Yeah, no problem.
How's it been out there in the bullpen this year? Bit of a new role for you, but you've transitioned into really being a long man out of this bullpen, going 2, 3, 4 innings at any one time.
It's been fun. It's kind of the same mindset as starting because, you know, you're still facing multiple guys and still going multiple innings. But it's been fun. It's been pretty smooth because I've started the year as like a tandem guy. So coming out of the pen, I was pretty used to it already. So it's been fun.
How does that help? And you talk about it. It's like being a starter out there because you're going 2, 3, 4 innings. You're facing guys multiple times. How does that help with that transition of just entering in the fifth inning instead of the first?
I mean, it's the same. The mindset's the same. You still got to go out there and do your job, make pitches, and just a different part of the game. It's I don't know, it's just baseball, you know? It's at the same time, it's like still got to get outs, and just depends on what part of the game you're coming in.
What's it like down there hanging out in the bullpen? Because that's a little different than spending all 9 innings in the dugout.
Yeah, we keep it loose down there for sure. It's a good group of guys. We got everybody's good with one another, and you know, just kind of keep it loose and watch the game.
It's a good mix of guys out there as well. Some guys who've been with the organization their whole career, some guys who are new to the organization, some guys that are new to professional baseball as a whole. What's it like mixing and mingling with everybody down there in the bullpen?
Yeah, it's fun. A lot of different personalities and guys with different experience, you know, just picking each other's brains and having fun and staying loose. But when it's your turn, you got to lock in, and you give the other guys the room and their space and time to lock in and make sure everybody's doing the right things. And you know, it's fun. It's a great time.
Talking about locking in, what's it like out there for you warming up? Because obviously, as a starter, you have all the time in the world to warm up. Sometimes for you, you get what, maybe a couple batters, a half inning?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same. It's still like you still go through your same starting routine, but sometimes it's a little faster. Sometimes you got to get hot in a hurry, and you know, it's like just watching the game, going with the flow of the game, and making sure that you're ready to execute pitches when you get out there.
We're getting up on the trade deadline. You and your wife have made a brand new acquisition over the last couple weeks. You got a brand new baby on the way. How has that experience been, and what's it like being a brand new dad?
So far, so good. He's just sleeping, and she's back home right now in Biloxi taking care of him. She's doing awesome, and you know, just excited for what the future holds us.
How exciting is it to welcome in a new kid right around the All-Star break? Gives you time to spend some time with the family and unplug for the 4 days while turning on dad mode.
Yeah, it was honestly the best case scenario because I got to spend the first week or so with him and my wife, and it was like I couldn't have asked for a better time in the season to have a kid.
What's it been like becoming a dad? Because that's just quite the sudden change.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like you want to say you're taking on more responsibility and trying to, you know, raise a kid. But it's like it's the same. You know, you just have another. I'm taking care of my wife, and she's taking care of me, and we're taking care of a kid. It's like, you know, it's it's fun.
What's it been like as well balancing that and baseball? Because it almost kind of helps you. Your baseball schedule's late at night. The baby's sleeping by then, but you're getting up early.
She's been doing a lot too, you know. We're kind of doing it together, so it's like I don't know. I'm just trying to get used to it, you know. It's like early mornings, late nights, and waking up every 3 hours. But it's all part of it, you know. It's growing and the way that the life changes, and you just got to get used to it. You got to adapt, and she's been really good. She's really good with him, and I got nothing else. I don't know.
What's been your favorite part?
Definitely just hanging out with him. Like, I don't know, holding him. He's so small right now. It's unbelievable. It's so awesome. I can't even describe it.
You getting into pitch scripts yet, or that'll come a little bit later?
Just a little bit later.
You changing diapers at all either, or you getting there
yet? Yeah, we're doing everything, you know, feeding him, changing him, swaddling him. The first time I ever changed a diaper in my life was when I had a kid, so it's been fun. Yeah, I'm just excited for the future, you know?
Well, there we go. Hey, congratulations to you and your wife. Glad the wife and the baby are both healthy. Wishing you nothing but the best. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Javik.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos, coming up next.